Car thefts in the U.S. are down 17% over the past year. That's the good news. The bad news is, if you're driving an older car, even a plain Jane no-frills model, you may be a target. A group that keeps track of car thefts nationwide has just released its list of most stolen vehicles. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the most popular model is about as old as some of the people driving it.
I'm in a busy parking lot at a South Los Angeles strip mall. We've got sushi, Starbucks, a beauty nail shop, everything's here. And I have the list of the top 10 stolen cars in the U.S. released this week by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. And I just want to see if the average motorist knows what's popular with thieves these days.
Do you know what the number one car stolen in America these days is?
Cadillac Escalade?
I don't know, Corollas, because there's so many.
Nigel Palmer was wrong about the Cadillac, but Amber Sheik was pretty close with the Toyota.
Honda Accord?
Jared Huggins got it right. The top stolen car in the U.S. last year was a 1994 Honda Accord.
This car, I've slept in it, lived in it, done all kind of stuff in it, you know? We've been through a lot together.
Huggins Accord is even older, with 194,000 miles on it. And that was even a target for thieves. One recent night, he was sleeping in his car when two guys tried to steal it.
I jumped up and freaked out. I was, I woke up, and then they took off.
Huggins, who is employed now and hopes to be off the street soon, says he never knew his old car was so popular. Mid-1990 Hondas and Toyotas frequently dominate the yearly top 10 stolen car list. Because they're so popular, there's always a market for parts, which can bring thieves more money than selling the car whole. But despite the popularity, auto thefts dropped in every state in the country last year. So why the big decline? Well, police say it's better policing. So I spent a day with Detective Mike Lewis of Riverside, California's Auto Theft Task Force. He was definitely busy.
Yeah, 10-4. We'll hit Dave up and we'll work it out.
In the one day I followed the task force, they searched the home of a suspected motorcycle thief.
Police, come out!
Scoured a quiet neighborhood for a suspected chop shop. That's where the cars are dismantled and sold for parts.
So we got a complaint that there's possibly stolen cars in the area and somebody was cutting them up, maybe parting them out. Have you seen anything like that? People taking apart cars?
No, I didn't see anything.
Okay.
And they were unsuccessful getting fingerprints off a stolen truck at a local junkyard.
No bueno. Yeah, I don't think that's going to go anywhere, dude. You got anything else you want to hit?
Nope.
Police and other law enforcement officials say plenty of new technology is now available to also help thwart the thieves. Many newer model cars come equipped with high-tech keys coded to match ignition switches or remote systems that use specific radio signals to start a car. And Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau says recovery systems like OnStar and LoJack are great in helping police retrieve stolen autos.
There will be developments, I'm just confident, in the next few years that make this sort of a auto theft problem just a thing of the past for most of us.
And he says the cost of all these new bells and whistles, like all technology, will soon come down in price, too. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.